Welcome to the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are helping the small church fulfill the big mission. My name is Brian. I'm a fellow small church pastor, and today I'm joined by the gruesome twosome, my favorite people in this room right now, Joey and Colby. How you guys doing?
My life is dope, and I do dope things.
Oh, here we go. Yes, sir. What about you there, Mr. Joey?
I'm blessed.
That's right. I love it. So we got dope blessings as usual, and I really like it, guys. So today is going to be a really fun episode for us. We are actually kind of pushing pause on doing anything important and just talking.
Have we ever done anything important?
I'm like, wait a minute. We don't do important things, do we?
We didn't even have to push the pause button.
Right, yeah. Like, come on, man. If anybody's been listening to us for 40 episodes, by the way, guys, today's episode
awesome.
40, oh, wow. They know that we are serious about having fun. So since we're going to be serious about having fun, today we are starting this new little journey through our favorite books. And maybe not our favorite books, but at least our favorite books that have changed the game for us. So today we're talking about a handful of books that have changed the game for us. So we're going to take this one episode at a time. So Colby's going to share a book that really has changed the game for him. Joey will share one that changed the game for him. And I will share one that changed the game for me. Did you guys hear my voice right there?
It just went,
"Oh, you've got a burp." And we don't have a burp button. So there we go with that. Man, why do people listen to us?
The tens of people.
For the tens of people, including my wife, who listens every now and then when I have it playing in the background.
If it's loud enough that she can hear it.
That's right. So, April, we love you, and we're giving you a shout-out that you're never going to hear.
Okay. There you go.
So, guys, today we're going to start this talking about books that have changed the game. So when you think about books that have changed the game for you, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
The Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah, brother!
Nehemiah.
That's right. That's a textbook VBS answer, right? That's what that is. There's a lot of books, really, that I've read. I hated reading, and I'm still not a big fan of it, but I do a lot of it.
Don't even start with I'm not a big fan of it. You literally, like, how many books did he say he's in the middle of right now?
Three. If I remember right.
Three at one time. However, I will say Audible is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely.
I love Audible because I can play that book in my car, in my truck, as I'm driving anywhere, and I'll put it on my earbuds when I'm going grocery shopping or something, and I'll listen to the book. So it's been one of those things where, yeah, I have gone through a lot of books. A lot of them have been Audible. But if it's a really good Audible book, I'll buy the hard copy.
Yeah. And one thing about Audible, you have a lot of guys who are like reader snobs. They're like, well, Audible doesn't count. And I'm like, bro, let's just be nice to one another. Like, some people consume content via listening to it. Some people consume content by reading it. Joey, the way that he handles books is he opens them up and he gets his crayons out and colors through them. Like, people handle books in different ways and in different shapes and forms. Sorry, Joey, I had
I'm halfway through my Mickey Mouse one. So
well, that's okay. My book that I'm going to talk about in this podcast or my episode is a pop-up book, so that's all right. We'll
those are cool. Those are real really cool. Yeah.
So, Joey, what do you think about whenever you think about books that have changed the game?
Are you asking the book that
was? Well, no, just like when you think about being a leader, being a small church pastor, and the impact that certain books have had on your life and your ministry, kind of what – is it important? What comes to your mind?
Well, so I went to Bible college and I got a degree and I had to read a lot of books there, but I've learned more since I've got out of college, continuing my education and continuing to read. So books for me is a continued education, to continue to make myself better, to mold myself and allowing the Holy Spirit to use those books.
But wait a minute. If you've got the Holy Spirit, do you even need books? I mean, that's the Holy Spirit, bro. Oh, we're quiet. I need somebody to answer. This is not dead air time, bros.
You need the Holy Spirit. But as I've told people before, because I've had conversations with pastors that have told me, well, I just need God's word and the Holy Spirit. Well, la-ti-da for you. I mean, that's what we all need. But could God not use a separate book to give us a tool to use for something? Could he not give us some sort of, cause there's nothing in the Bible that talks about how to do a PowerPoint presentation or how to do online ministry or, but you can get books that can give you those tools. And so yes, God's Word and the Holy Spirit are vital to our ministries, but we also need other tools.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or effective meetings, or effective board meetings.
Yeah.
And
and I mean, let's just take it out of the realm of ministry. Heart surgery, or like, you know, any like textbooks or books that are helpful or add value to whatever sphere of life that we're in, they're good. They're okay. And so we're not taking away from the value of God's word by any
Absolutely
stretch
not.
Of the imagination. We're just saying that there are some other things that can also be beneficial, such as a good podcast like the Small Church Leadership Podcast, where you can give us a 5-star rating wherever you get podcasts. So with that being, did you hear me getting my radio man voice?
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, guys, as we get going into this, Colby, today, why don't you take the reins, man?
So there's been a lot of books that I've read, especially over the last year. Now, Joey had said he read a lot of books through college. We've all read books through college, but there's a difference between reading through school and reading for enjoyment or reading to you know, get stuff out of it. You know, when I read through school, I know none of my professors are listening, so I don't think I read too many books completely through college. I needed to answer questions, and so that's what I read through. And so, some of them books I've gone back to. I've got several on my bookshelf behind my desk that I go back to those books. But there's been a lot of books that have spoken to me. We'll do this episode several times over the next several years. You know, other books that, you know, maybe have come to. So I've got a couple, some leadership books, some personal books that I really like. But the one that I'm stuck on right now, and I think is the best book for me, was by John A. Cuff, and I've talked about it in other episodes. Soundtracks, The Surprising Solution to Overthinking.
Have you mentioned that book before?
I don't think I've heard anything.
You've never heard me talk about that?
No.
Well, I'm dope and I do dope things, right? So, that came out of that book. He tells a story in that book. So it's one of the things that have come out. So the whole premise behind this is the classic overthinker. You know, somebody doesn't text you back immediately. Does it go to your mind saying they're busy, or does it go to your mind saying, well, they're mad at me? We immediately go to the negative because negativity is all over the place. And so we go to the negative, and what John Acuff calls it is a broken soundtrack. It's the negative stuff that drags us down. And so he talks in this book about replacing it with the positive soundtracks, repeat it over and over and over. So we need to retire the broken ones, replace with the new ones, and repeat it over and over until it becomes automatic and it becomes the new normal to us. I've got several of the things in the book that he wrote. I've got several of those sayings on my whiteboard in my office. So every day I see those things, and it's kind of becoming something that I've keep an eye on and I keep looking at. So it starts to become the new normal for me, the automatic thinking, instead of going to the negative. Oh, they're probably mad at me, or I failed. You know, you give a bad sermon, we immediately go, man, that was garbage.
I have maybe never given a bad sermon in my life.
Never.
Yes.
I listened to yesterday's. That's not true.
We
That's
can
not
go
true.
Back if you want to.
As a matter of fact, we flag every one that you put out there. Yeah, I'm the classic overthinker, and I always go into negative spots. So what were those three R's? He said retire, replace, and what?
Retire, replace, and repeat. Retire broken soundtracks, replace with new positive soundtracks, and repeat them over and over until they become the new normal.
Now, what about the listener out there that's going, well, that's new agey. He's repeating this stuff over and over until it becomes a new normal.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Because really, and John Acuff isn't the guy that thought this stuff up, but he even talks in the book about Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar is, you know, the motivational, positive thinking. John Gordon is the positive dude. I mean, this guy, Positive University.
Mr. Positive, yeah, Positive University.
Something like that. So there's so many people out there that have these things that are positive. This book just hit me. I don't remember why I started listening to it. I caught something somewhere that talked about John Acuff, and I was like, oh, let me go check it out. And I went and I saw the book, and I was like, I was actually on a trip. I was driving back, and I was like, I need to listen to something. So I downloaded it on Audible and I listened to it, and I couldn't turn it off. I mean, it was that good to me. It was like, man, I don't consider myself an overthinker, because we've talked about it before. I really don't care what other people think. But then I started to think, you know, there are some things that I do overthink, and I will not obsess over, but I will continuously think about. I guess that's obsess, isn't it? So, man. I mean, anyway, well, I don't obsess
we just
about
had
it.
A revelation. He just had an epiphany right here.
I don't obsess over it, but I think about it a lot. and so it's just one of those things where I started to see the things that he was talking about. I mean, he tells some stories in there that he is like over the top overthinker. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm that way, but there's some things that I'll think about a lot over, you know, a week or 2 weeks or, you know, a month or something. Usually, and the way my mind works, I've probably been hit too many times playing football, is I'll forget about it. So I'll forget about some of those things, but there are some things that kind of linger. You know, something will happen and it'll bring it back into my memory of what happened, you know, 4 years ago or 8 years ago or something like that. Yeah. And it, you know, you think about it. Okay, what did that person think? Maybe they're, you know, I haven't talked to him anymore. One of really common things that pastors deal with is somebody comes to your church and then they don't come back.
Right.
And why didn't they come back? Well, I must be a horrible leader. I must be a horrible pastor, definitely. or this or that. And so, you know, just
we had another epiphany.
Just the changing of the mindset, changing our there's enough negativity in this world. We don't need any more in it. So let's change those things to a positive.
So whenever he's talking about repeating this over and over again until it becomes a reality in your life, what he's really referring to is that we have to be intentional about our thoughts, because what we think about, we eventually bring about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we need to just be intentional that we're not thinking about just worst case scenario all the time.
Right.
That somebody once said that worry is just putting faith in the wrong thing happening. You're going to exercise faith one way or the other. You're going to exercise faith when you worry, or you're going to exercise faith when you're trusting God for the good stuff. And so what essentially Soundtracks is like, hey, put some faith in God for the good stuff to happen, and right. trust that your life is dope and you can do dope things.
Yeah. So he has to find these broken soundtracks. You ask yourself three questions. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it kind? So let's just take, you know, people came to our church and didn't come back the next Sunday. They must not like me.
I thought he was going to say didn't fill out one of the visitor's cards.
I brought that up yesterday. I said, if you're new into the church, please, if you're a new guest, we have a card for you to fill out in the welcome center. Please don't be like a friend of mine who didn't fill one out because he doesn't like kids. But anyway, moving along.
All right, what are those three questions again? Repeat them.
Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it kind? And just using the example of, you know, somebody comes to the church, and then they don't come back the next Sunday. Immediately in most pastors' minds, small church pastors, because if you're in a big church, you don't notice new people that often. But in a small church, you notice when there's somebody new in the church. And so they don't come back the next week. The first thought is, they must not like us. I must not be very good. Is that true? Well, probably not true, because you have a congregation of some people that do like you and do come back every week, or pretty much every week, to do ministry with you. So it's not always true. Now, true, this question could always, this negative soundtrack could always kind of be convince you that, yeah, it's true. It's true. You know, yeah, you got the same people here, but they were here before you got here. So you know, you're not any good. So that's why you got to ask the second question. And John Acuff says the second question is it helpful? Well, those people didn't come back because I'm not very good. Well, is that true? No, but if I can convince myself that it is true, well, is it helpful? That's really not helpful to me as far as giving me a good explanation as to why they didn't come back or fixing the situation. Maybe there was something, you know. Is it helpful? And then is it kind? Now that one you can't get around. If you're going to get a negative soundtrack, it's you can't get around it. If you're asking yourself, is it kind? Well, telling me that I'm not very good, that's not very kind to me, is it? Yeah. So it kind of it makes you think about these negative soundtracks. So so somebody not coming back to the church has become, and when I first became a pastor, that kind of sort of bothered me a little bit, but I quickly got over it, because if I had a nickel for every person that said they were going to come to my church,
right? Yeah,
I'd have a lot of nickels,
a whole lot of nickels.
But
what is the ratio of Stanley Nichols to Shroot Bucks?
The same as leprechauns to unicorns. So it's just these questions will help you weed out those negative soundtracks and help you realize, okay, so it's not true. I'm not a horrible pastor. I'm not bad at what I do. It's not very helpful, 'cause it just says that I'm bad. It doesn't give you any other information. And it really isn't kind to tell yourself that you're a bad person or a bad pastor or bad leader. Yeah. So those three things right there tell you immediately you've got a negative soundtrack.
Yeah.
So why didn't they come back? Maybe they just didn't want to be here. Maybe they were just visiting. Maybe because Joey has shared before on one of our podcasts that he had some people come to his church that don't live in this area. They were visiting, and so maybe that's what happened. Maybe it doesn't matter. Right. Maybe it doesn't matter why they didn't come back. Right. You can't not have church because somebody that came last week didn't come this week. So we spend so much time thinking about the negative. We need to switch that around and go to the positive.
Yeah. One thing that I'm thinking about as you're going through this, and you guys know me, man, like Critical Brian. Like, I'm the
Are you really?
I'm just, man, I need to change the soundtrack. And I'm asking myself, like, okay, well, what if there is something that I did? What if I did have a bad day? What if I preached that bad message and that's why they didn't come back? And then I'm going down the list. Is it true? Yes, I preached a bad message. Is it helpful? Well, it's kind of helpful that, okay, I can put some more work into making sure that I'm more organized or more clear, or I don't preach for an hour or whatever it is. Is it kind? Well, I think there's a big difference between I'm a failure and I just had an off day.
Right.
And I need to prepare better or whatever.
And so by asking that third question, it really points out, is it kind? No, you had a bad day. Yeah. You know, that message. Yeah. I mean, it may have been one of those topics that was just, it was in part of the rotation and it just was a difficult topic to preach about. I've had pastors in the past that was preaching about something and like 5 minutes in just, let's close.
Yeah.
Because like, it was a difficult topic and he wasn't prepared for it. So, he just closed. It was like, we're sitting there like, wait a minute, what just happened? Right? Yeah. So it could have just been one of those things. So when you ask all three of those questions about this thought that you have, when you get to, is it kind? You can immediately say, this is a negative soundtrack.
Yeah.
You're not saying ignore real problems.
Right. Right.
Hey, deal with the real problems. So some things you can change, like Brian was saying, and change the things that you can. These are the soundtracks that are not true, or it's because we're thinking that's leading us to negative thoughts. Change the things that you need to change. Work on the things you need to work. Develop yourself. That's what this series, when we're talking about books, is about. How has these books developed us, made us better, and worked on us?
Absolutely.
And so don't ignore real problems, but don't make problems where there are not real problems.
I love that. Don't make problems where there are not real problems. And the thing for me, like, I feel like that's my spiritual gift. Is that I'm like, what is it, Chicken Little, who the sky's always falling? And that's me. Like, even now, do you hear me talking about, like, the soundtrack that I'm giving out right now is I'm Mr. Negative, and that's who I am, and I'm critical. And, like, critical thinking is helpful, but when you become critical, that's where it's kind of, and somewhere along the lines of ministry and life and everything, that's kind of been something that has become part of my natural mode of operation. And I need to change, don't create problems where there's not problems. Change that soundtrack. Yeah. Be a little bit more kinder to myself, right?
Absolutely. And repeat it over and over and over. Repeat it. I say my life is dope and I do dope things. That's a story that came out of his book. I repeat it so much that I have people that say, have a dope day. You know, I get emails from a friend of mine that says, you know, hey, dope, how you doing? And he's not calling me a dope. He's saying I'm dope, you know? And so it's just.
Sure. You keep saying that to yourself.
Is it kind? Right? So I'm putting on here, he doesn't say, hey, dope. He says, hey, have a dope day. It's things like that. So anyway, in the book here, John Acuff has he calls a new anthem. Zig Ziglar had something like this. He talks in one of his books. I can't remember which one, but he talks about standing in front of the mirror in the morning and at night.
Are you telling me you do this? Do you do that? Do you stand?
Can I finish my story?
Oh my gosh!
Let me finish my story.
I'm just picturing you going, "I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
And doggone it, people like me." So that's the exact same thing that I was thinking of when he's talking about this. But anyway,
we just age ourselves.
I think so because all the tens of our listeners are like, yeah, we understand what you're talking about. So, but he has this new anthem and it says, for 30 days, every morning and every night, find a mirror, stand up straight and confidently and say the following out loud. And it's 10 things that today is a brand new day. Tomorrow is too. I've got a gift worth giving. The only person standing in my way is me, and I quit doing that yesterday. That one there was big. And he tells a story about this guy that says he changed that just a little bit. The only person standing in my way is me, and I quit doing it on July 12th, 2021. So that guy actually said, this is the day that I stop standing in the way of me. And I am the CEO of me, and I'm the best boss. Winning is contagious. When I help others win, I win too. Feeling uncomfortable is just a sign that my old comfort zone is having a hard time keeping up with me. Momentum is messy. Everything is always working out for me. I am my biggest fan. The best response to obstacles is to do it anyway. And repeat that over and over and over, twice a day, in the morning and at night. And he said he felt really weird because he was doing the Zig Ziglar one. And he said he felt really weird standing in front of the mirror. He actually went to the guest bathroom that was away from everybody else. And he would tell his family that he was doing this because he didn't want them to think he was losing his mind. But the book has got some humor in it. It's got some great points. I've recommended, actually, I bought it for one of my wife's friends. She was having some struggles and different things. And so I said, you know what? What's your address?
Yeah.
And I put her address in and I went to Amazon and I bought the book and sent it to her. I had it delivered to her house. She got it, told me last night that she's excited about reading it.
That's awesome.
So, it's that kind of book for me. I mean, I've read it twice and I've listened to it twice. So it's that kind of book for me.
I probably had a problem with one thing that you said in there, that you're the CEO of your life and you're a good boss. I'm married. So how does that work out?
That's a different podcast.
All right.
That you're the CEO of you. She's the boss. No, it's that kind of book. It's one of those books that just is, has been impactful for me. It's helped me, not be so harsh because I can come off as rough. But it comes off as, just helping me not be harsh to people, to understand that if I just say I don't care, that's a bad soundtrack because I do care.
Yeah.
And so I just have to be a better communicator using the techniques and the steps that he is allowed to, that he shares. Not only being the positive for me, but I'll tell people all the time, you need to change your soundtrack. Yeah. You're too negative. You got to change that soundtrack. You got to think, positive thoughts because you keep thinking negative thoughts. So it's a lot of stuff in there that has helped me coach other people.
Yeah.
I'll definitely say this, man, you have lived this out in front of us. And anybody that's been listening to our podcast for probably the past 20 episodes when you first really started digesting this can tell when you started shifting to, this is me, man. My life is dope and I do dope things. And so this has definitely been beneficial and impactful for you. And I really appreciate you taking the time to share that with us.
Yeah.
So who would you recommend read or listen to this book?
Anybody that hasn't already.
if you haven't
read it yet, I highly recommend reading it. If you've got Audible and you're looking for an Audible book, go ahead and get this one, Soundtracks by John Acuff.
Yeah.
It's J-O-N. There's no H. A-C-U-F-F. John Acuff. He's got several books out there, but Soundtracks is yeah. I've listened to all of them. After I listened to this one, I downloaded all the other ones and listened to them as well.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to give somebody a gift. So the first person that goes to our Facebook page, Small Church Leadership on Facebook, Small Church Leadership, and they post on our page that says, I want a new soundtrack. I will reach out to them, get their address, and I will mail them a brand new copy of the book Soundtracks. Now, your name cannot be Brian Burgess or Joey Hartman.
Come on, man.
Or Bobby Hartman.
You
or any,
change that soundtrack.
And, well, we can't cheat. Because Joey, you cannot be a relative of any employee.
Or relative of Small Church Leadership, for example.
If you want this book and you haven't got it yet, definitely post out there.
Part about this is I'm going to be doing a textbook that's like $50, and now I've got to give somebody a $50 textbook.
You don't have to.
I'm not going to. Heck with that, man. No.
But if you post on our Facebook page, I want a new soundtrack, I will reach out to you. I'll get your address, and I will have a book shipped to you.
That's great, man.
It'll be a gift from me to them.
That's great, man. I absolutely love how this has become something that's impacted you, and you're using it to continue to impact others.
Yeah.
And, man, this has been a really, really great episode, Colby. Thanks for sharing absolutely. Your insights.
I was thinking, man, I don't know if I could talk that long about this book.
You can.
I can.
You can.
Well, you put pastors in the room, we can talk.
Yeah, you get a bunch of pastors in the room, we'll definitely talk it up. For
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
So, well, Joey, you have anything you want to add in?
I've added it already, I think.
Hey, I hear that. I hear that. That'd be a good Sunday school class right there. So, well, we have been the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are prayerfully and hopefully helping the small church fulfill the big mission. Joey, what do people need to do to help us out?
They need to go to wherever they get in the podcast and give us a 5-star rating.
That's absolutely right. That will help us continue to grow the show and reach more people with the hope of Jesus Christ. Help them come alive with faith and ministry and move their lives forward.
And Kobe, where can they go to get put that comment on?
They can go to, is it hashtagging? It's facebook.com/smallchurchleadership.
Is that talk ticking? What is that?
Talk ticking.
Yeah, yes, talk ticking. Exactly there you go.
Is. Yeah, tic tacs. That's what you use for breath mints. Yeah. So guys, again, man, thank you for giving us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't gone to our Facebook page yet, we'd love for you to go and check us out there. Hey, that's where Colby said the first comment will be able to. Now we've got to put a post up. So here's what we'll do. Whenever we send this episode out, we will send out the post for this episode, and the first person that will comment on that post that is this particular episode will be given the gift of John Acuff soundtracks from our very own dope pastor, Colby.
That'll work.
So thanks for listening to the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are prayerfully and hopefully helping the small church fulfill the big mission. I'm Brian.
I'm Joey.
And I'm dope.
And I'm Colby.
And he's dopey. We love you guys. We'll see you next time. Bye now.